And we are back on Wyoming Sports Talk today. We get a chance this time out to chat hockey. And usually this gentleman has been in our studio talking with us.
Well, he's usually joining us Tuesdays at about 4:30, talking about, you know,
what happened on the local side.
Yeah, Western State Hockey League. And said now he's going to be talking for at least the beginning, at least next season, of what's happening in the EHL, the Eastern Hockey League, and what's going on in the state of Connecticut.
So we welcome on Neil Breen, the new Connecticut Chiefs head coach and also general manager. So, Breener, good to talk to you once again, buddy.
Yeah, how's it going, guys? Good to chat with you.
Now, Coach, let's get into this. I know our last time that we talked to you that, you know, that you had to keep your options open once that the Stampede said that, you know, we may not be in business next season.
And again, Stampede, as of right now, still are in that dormant phase.
That's right. And you know, you got a family to feed, so I'm assuming that you were released out of your contract, or, I mean, how did this all go? Because, I mean, technically you were still employed by the Stampede, right?
Yeah, so that's kind of how it worked out, is we kind of had a chat, and, you know, Mark and Sammy have always been great to me, and they're honest people, and they were kind of in a scenario where they felt it was necessary to let me know that, you know, that it's possible that, you know, the team may not continue going into the next year, and they understood, you know, with the sun on the way and things like that, that I needed to kind of look out for my best interest. And, you know, the opportunity with the Connecticut Chiefs came up, and it was kind of a situation that I couldn't refuse.
Heading into the Connecticut Chiefs, or at least staying on that theme, give us a little background about this Chiefs team. Are we looking at, are you coaching a similar kind of style team as what you saw here at the Cheyenne Stampede, kind of that high school age? I mean, just give us a little background of the, at least the Chiefs and the EHL.
Yeah, of course. So this is junior A tier 3, which is similar to the level of the Cheyenne Stampede and the WSHL. The difference is, you know, sort of exposure. So the Eastern Hockey League between 2018 and 2019 did over 260 NCAA commitments, which is a really impressive number. They're actually the leader in North America for NCAA commitments out of junior A tier 3. So, you know, it's kind of a scenario. We're in the backyard of a majority of the NCAA hockey programs. So they, you know, they can come and catch a game right outside their backyard. You know, as far as speed and skill, I mean, it's pretty comparable to the Western States Hockey League in some cases, but I think the overall depth of the league, I think, you know, and the numbers don't lie, right? The NCAA sort of believes in it, and the league itself, I think, depth-wise, as far as teams go, is a little bit better. So it's definitely, I think it's a step up for me as a job, and I think it's a great opportunity for me to start mingling with those NCAA programs a little bit more, you know, so maybe 3, 4, or 5 years down the road, I get that opportunity as a coach.
Now, also, too, you're going to wear another hat in addition to being on the bench. You're also going to be the general manager of the Chiefs. So, you know, you've been in this game a long time, Neil, so you know what to expect, and, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly of the business. But are you bogging yourself down here by adding that extra position?
No, it varies from team to team, the general manager position. Some teams, you know, look to the general manager to be sort of a lot more on the business side of things. But, you know, in this case, the general manager is a guy who kind of takes over on the recruiting aspect of things. And, you know, we have a president and an owner that kind of takes charge of the more of the business side of things. So it's really, the title really lends itself to being more of an operational status, you know, in regards to recruiting and finding players and signing contracts and things like that. It's less about the business side of things.
You have some youngsters here in Cheyenne, yeah, that skated for you and came with you to this program. I'm venturing to say that, knowing that you are now the new head coach, that your phone has probably rung a couple of times?
Oh, yeah, man. Like, it's like as we speak here, I've had about a 90 million phone calls coming through. Phone's blowing up quite a bit. You know, there's a lot of visibility in this league, you know, from a standpoint of exposure, you know, with colleges. So it kind of opens up old doors, like when I worked in the North American Hockey League and the USHL. It opened up some old doors with contacts that are like, oh, okay, well, Green's in, you know, in this league now. We know that if we get a player to him, you know, that he's got a better chance of making it to NCAA and things like that. And then, you know, some of the young guys like that we had there in Cheyenne, I mean, the opportunity, the doors are open for them, too, to come and have a go. Our camp is coming up here in April 19th. So, you know, I'm obviously going to be reaching out to those guys, seeing if they want to come down and give it a go.
And obviously with the recruiting trail that you were already on for the Cheyenne Stampede this offseason, even with the team, you know, again, we all knew it was heading to that dormancy, but you still had to act as if the head coaching position was still here, at least for the time being, for the Cheyenne Stampede. But with that list that you were generating for recruits to come to the Cheyenne Stampede, have you kind of just now easily transitioned to say, hey, I'm not here, instead you can come play in the junior levels here in the state of Connecticut?
Yeah, I mean, regardless of where I'm working, I'm looking for recruits for, you know, to play hockey. I'm looking for the best guys available to play on whatever team that I'm coaching. So yeah, the guys that I've been contacting throughout the season, you know, obviously it's kind of just a quick phone call to let them know that I'm in a different spot and that you know, I'm going forward with continuing to have them as a recruit. And yeah, so the guys that I've been kind of looking to bring into Cheyenne are obviously, you know, hopefully going to be coming out this way and giving it a shot here. And, you know, I've also talked with Mark and let him know that, hey, listen, you know, when things start to shake out that way, there's no problem with me helping out in the recruiting aspect with them there as well. I mean, we're not really in direct competition necessarily. You know, a lot of the guys that are going to be playing for me are from New England area and some pipelines into Canada, but there's a lot of players out there, and I'm happy to help Cheyenne and ever in any way that I can.
You know, one of the things that we always talked about here in the Cheyenne area, especially for these young men, try to get the fan support. And, of course, Cheyenne was probably one of the better supporting staffs for the young men that skated for you and other coaches here with the Cheyenne Stampede. Tell us a little bit about hockey in general in the New England states, especially where you're based out of Connecticut. How's the support out there?
Yeah, so fan support here really isn't an integral part of the experience. It's more of a development set up out here. I mean, the games are it's a different format on the weekends. Like we do play Friday and Saturday games. It's rare that there's a Sunday game, but there's also games during the week, and the purpose for that is so that the college coaches can come and watch. I mean, you know, if you're playing games on Fridays and Saturdays all the time, the college coaches are coaching on the weekend. So this league does about 5 weekday games, meaning, you know, Monday through Thursday a month. That way the college coaches can get out and see the guys play. So, you know, you have a lot of hockey here. Within an hour radius of our facility, you have over 15 NCAA hockey programs. And so, you know, at any given time, these coaches can come and watch these guys play. And the other side of that, on the fan side of things, is, you know, a hockey fan's going to go watch an NCAA game over a junior game anytime. So, you know, the fan support here doesn't become as big of a deal. It's more about the exposure to the NCAA programs here. So you don't see a lot of fans. You maybe get a couple hundred, which is great, but you don't see as many fans. The one thing you do see is the guys with logos on their shirts in the stands, and that's really what the kids are playing junior hockey for anyway.
So it's not about W's and L's then with you and the Chiefs. It's more of showcasing the kids on the ice to go to that next level.
For sure. I mean, obviously, you know, there is an urgency to collect wins, because ultimately the longer you're playing, you know, the more exposure you're getting and a chance to, you know, to win a championship is always a special experience and adds a little bit of character to every guy that goes through that experience. But, you know, at the end of the day, that's what this league is all about, is moving guys on to college hockey. And that's kind of, you know, we've talked about it before, guys, is, you know, that's really my goal as a coach. I mean, that's what I got into the business for. It's really not about the money for me, and it's not really not about the wins and losses. It's you know, as a player, I really had the honor of playing for guys that are a lot like I am now, which is, you know, their goal is to move you on to the next level and help you with a successful career. So, yeah, it's a special kind of thing. It's a great league, and they do a great job of promoting players, and that's really what I'm all about.
Shifting back, at least from Connecticut here to the Cap City Cheyenne with the Cheyenne Stampede again, as we all know, again, in the dormancy period, hopefully at least Cheyenne Stampede hockey will exist this upcoming season. But as you mentioned there, head coach, at least with the mutual understanding of having to move again, where you need to feed a family, you need to take care of your family, and this opportunity came for you at the right point in time. But just kind of give your thoughts of, you know, of what just happened. You know, we talked about it at least the last time you were in studio, at least back in March, about the situation. But just kind of give us your thoughts of just kind of having to part ways from a team that is now sitting dormant, where, you know, folks here in Cheyenne, right now it's up in the, at least up in the air of, will we see hockey here in the Cap City?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a tough situation. I mean, unfortunately, I feel like there's a disconnect between, you know, the city and what the Cheyenne Stampede are trying to accomplish. You know, I've said it quite a few times without getting too political. Like I've said, you know, I think the understanding needs to be that, you know, the Cheyenne Stampede are not that much different from a high school football team, in a sense where they're trying to help kids get onto the next level. And it's getting too much to be about the money side of things. And, you know, who can make this and who can make that, when really the goal of the Cheyenne Stampede, I think, is to help kids, go, you know, reach their college dreams. And I think that conversation needs to happen more often between the city and the Stampede and the fans and the supporters of the Stampede. I think ultimately that's really what this is about. And I think if that conversation continues to happen, maybe there'll be a little bit more support from the city, if they get a greater understanding of kind of what the end goal is.
Again, as this is official, as you are no longer the head coach of the Cheyenne Stampede, again, now head coach GM with the Connecticut Chiefs. Coach, we'll certainly give you this platform right now to, at least as we're getting close to kind of wrapping this interview up with you, Coach. And again, thank you for joining us today. What last words do you want to say to this community, to the fans, to the staff of the Cheyenne Stampede? What are kind of the just – in words that you like to say to this community that supported you?
And second part of that question too, Neil, is your takeaways from your year and a half here as the head coach.
Yeah, I mean, I think, that's a tough one, guys. I mean, it was hard for me to have to uproot the family and move to another situation when I think it could have been a great scenario there. I mean, the fan support is excellent. You know, the situation is excellent for players like Mark and Tammy. Done a fantastic job of building a really nice place for guys to come in and learn the game, and you know, they recruit quality coaches in there, and they've done a great job. And I think that, you know, at the end of the day, I think, you know, continued support for a program like the Stampede in Cheyenne is huge. I mean, I think the footprint in that area in Wyoming gives a place for players of the junior hockey age, the high school age, to grow and learn the game and have an opportunity at the college level. And I think, you know, I think if the conversation continues to be around, you know, what the Cheyenne Stampede has to offer for, you know, college bound athletes, like, I think, I hope, hopefully, you know, it can get somewhere and it doesn't have to be this thing that it is now. So I want to thank all everybody in Cheyenne for all the support they gave me, and obviously Mark and Tammy, they were excellent to me and my family and you guys and, you know, everybody involved. I mean, we had a great time when we were there. We loved all the support and, you know, Heather and I are really hoping that, you know, this thing gets figured out so that footprint of developing athletes for college can continue in the Cheyenne area.
Neil Breen joining us here on Wyoming Sports Talk today. Good luck out there in Connecticut, and I'm sure you'll be successful as always. So we appreciate you joining us here on Wyoming Sports Talk today.